While September signals the season for going back to school, the month also marks the new season of America's primary educational institution, TV. TV Guide contains the curriculum for this comprehensive university. Schools teach students between the ages of 6 and 18, but television teaches all ages, from the toddler tuning in to Sesame Street and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, to the adult education of soap operas, sitcoms, police shows, and docudramas. Teachers include all of the characters of TV in all of the character they show. And that doesn't count the ads, which are in several ways the most important programming of TV. Students board buses to go to the buildings that contain their classrooms, but every room with a TV set is a classroom for television. While school is mandatory, TV is optional, and we opt for it more than we opt for school. While good teachers stimulate the brain, TV shuts the brain down. Researchers have found that when people watch TV, within 30 seconds, the brain waves switch from predominantly beta waves, indicating alert and conscious attention, to predominantly alpha waves, indicating an unfocused, receptive lack of attention. The brain's left hemisphere, which processes information logically and analytically, tunes out while the person is watching TV. TV Guide is a new farmer's almanac, which chronicles the seasons most relevant to the American people. With the end of summer and its distractions from the distraction of TV, the television networks unveil their programs for the new season. In the mediated theater of the seasons, it's time to plant couch potatoes in the window box that is TV. The word season derives from Latin roots, meaning the sowing time, and was etymologically connected to changes in the weather that affected agriculture. Farmers looked to the signs of the season for cues about when to plant and cultivate and harvest their crops. The TV season derives from roots in commercial entertainment and is also connected to changes in the weather. The weather or not, these programs can make money. For most Americans, Dr. America thinks, the television season is more important than the season signaled by the rhythms of nature. In past days, the seasons were spring, summer, fall, and winter. But in modern America, the seasons are prime time and reruns. We spend 9 months boxed in and 3 months outside. Nature's seasons are cyclical, settled, similar from year to year. The TV season claims to be new and improved, linear and progressive. It conforms to the pseudo-logic of fashion embodied in the annual model change, both the change in which models change clothes to be fashionable and in which car companies change models to maintain their modernity. While TV is seasonal, therefore, it's seldom seasonable, because instead of confirming or conforming to nature, it renders nature irrelevant. The new TV season suggests a second meaning as well. We watch TV not because it's seasonal, but because it's a seasoning for the blandness of our lives, sour cream and bacon bits for American couch potatoes. The routines of the average American's day are so boring that even the shows in TV Guide seem interesting. But in fact, we are not much interested by TV. Although a great percentage of Americans look forward to watching TV each day, researchers at the University of Chicago found that, on average, when people were watching TV, they felt more depressed than at other times. If they were really pursuing their happiness, perhaps TV Guide should guide Americans not to TV, but away from their TVs. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, watching TV like a hawk.